In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is Louisa Finds That Peace is Everything in the Divine Will, Part 2. Last week I said Part 1 for Volume 9, 7, 14, 1909. But this is really Part 2. And where we are today is Volume 9, 7, 29, 1909. And Jesus begins with this great blessing of, and we have to understand, this is Jesus speaking to us in the divine will. This is, we believe that this is Jesus Christ speaking to Louisa. This is what the Trani, the Archdiocese Trani said after 11 years of study, after she was, after the cause began. They said, we believe that she should be canonized. Now, there's a bump in the road at this point, and you have to understand this is good, because when there's a question, then the question can be answered. And with these questions that have arisen, the Lord will make sure that the church, those who are studying this, will see what is happening, and it will progress. Jesus says very, very clearly that this is what he has planned for the world, and there's nothing to fear. There's nothing to be anxious about. There's nothing to be worried about. God is going to take care of everything. So he says this as we begin. Louisa says, continuing in my usual state, I said to myself, why does the Lord absolutely want no breath of disturbance to enter into me, and that in all things I remain at peace? So here, this is what Jesus has taught Louisa. And in order to live in the divine will, we have to begin to understand what this means for us. The Lord says, be at peace, be still, be silent, be surrendered, be docile. When we do this, the Lord fills us with his peace. What the devil does is he causes us to be worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, negative, doubting. And this causes grief for the soul. And it causes, you know, the Lord to be saddened that we don't trust in him, we don't believe in him, we don't hope in him. Our Lord has got great plans for the world. The evil one wants to destroy everything, but what God is doing is he's bringing a new beginning for everyone and for everything. And he's asking us to trust in him and to believe in him. So here, Louisa questions why. Jesus said to Louisa at the end of her life, you never question it. She said, Lord, I'm so sorry I questioned everything. I'm so sorry I wasn't living fully in the divine will. I'm so sorry. And Jesus says, Louisa, you never left the divine will. These questions were those who were going to read. And these questions are their questions. And Jesus says, I gave to you their questions, their doubts, so that I could answer through you to them what I want for them. And they would never have had their questions answered if their doubts, their worries, their fears did not enter into you. So what we have done, because of our worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, doubting, we really tortured Louisa. And God allowed this to happen. Louisa went through all our doubts, all our worries, all our fears, and so that Jesus could answer her, which is really answering us. It's our questions. And so here Jesus is saying to her, this is her question. Lord, why do you want absolutely no breath of disturbance to enter into me? It's the same thing with our life. You know, so many women, unfortunately, they love their families, and they're so concerned about their children and the salvation of their children that they are worried. They know the lives they're living. They know that if they don't change their ways, they're not going to be with their children in heaven, in paradise. They're very concerned. And it's not to not care. It's to say, I care so much that I put my children, I put this situation, I put my health, I put my finances, I put everything in your hands, Jesus Christ. You are my Lord, my Savior, my Master, my King, and I trust you. I believe in you. I hope in you. I have confidence in you. It's the same thing with if you own a business. If you don't surrender to Jesus Christ, if it fails, you're going to be suicidal because what you have planned isn't working. But when you give it to Jesus and the Lord says, I don't want this, you say, okay, you're my Savior. You're my King. You don't want me to have this? Okay, I trust you. Okay, show me what to do. See, that's a greater surrender to God. It's a greater belief in God. It's a greater hope in God. That's what the Lord has done. He's showed us that as we grow in this love of Jesus and Mary, this love that was given to Louisa, we can be still. We can be peaceful. We can be surrendered. And in all situations, Lord gives, the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I know that's a hard thing for humans to say, because they are in charge. That's what their human will. Their human will is in charge. I told you the story of that priest, who, a good priest, but he was friends with a family, and the youngest son died in a car accident. The priest goes to the house, devastated. It was like his little brother. And the mother answers the door by saying, the Lord gives, the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And the priest goes, what are you talking about? Your son is dead. And she says, blessed be the name of the Lord. This priest, this good priest, became a better priest, because he didn't get to that point of total surrender. It was always, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. It was like resigned to the fact. But to praise the Lord in all situations is a very difficult thing for people to do. And this woman, this mother who lost her son, trusted in God, believed in God, hoped in God. Our job is to have that faith, okay, that trust in God, that surrender to God, that, you know, you are in charge of my life and I believe in you. And this is something that a lot of religious don't have. They struggle with that. And for us in the divine will, Jesus is saying, I want you to be still. He says, basically, he says to us, this is the beauty of what God says. He says to us, be peaceful, be silent, be still. When you see that good is now called evil and evil is now called good, be peaceful. You know, I am the Lord. I am your Savior. I am your Master. I am your King. In all situations, trust me. In all situations. And a lot of the situations are very, very difficult. It's not that you're not going to be sorrowful, but Our Lady at the foot of the cross was sorrowful, but she was filled with hope. She trusted in God. She trusted in the Father. She trusted in the Son. She trusted in the Holy Spirit. She's the daughter of the Father, the mother of the Son, the spouse and temple of the Holy Spirit. And this is what God is calling us to. He's calling us to have that faith, that trust in God, in the triune God, as Our Lady did. Why do I have to remain at peace? Well, what is the reason, Jesus, that you're asking of this, of me? This is our question to Louisa. He says, Louisa says, it seems that nothing pleases God, even if they are great works, heroic virtues, atrocious sufferings. It seems, this is Louisa now speaking, it seems as if, this, now listen to this, God sniffs in the soul with all those things, great works, heroic virtues, atrocious sufferings. And if the soul has no peace, God remains nauseated and displeased with the soul. See, Jesus is peace. He says, the scripture says, when we die, when we see him, we will become like him. That's why he created us, image and likeness. And what he is looking for is he's looking for us to be so close to him, so one with him, that we are in his image and likeness. Think about it. Through holy baptism, we are in God's image. And now with the book of heaven, God is calling us to his likeness. I just read something the other day that Jesus tells Louisa when her mother and father had died. Jesus says, purgatory is to purge the soul of everything that is not of my holy humanity. The soul is purged so that the soul is more like the image of the holy humanity of Christ. That's what purgatory is. That gets rid of all worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. That gets rid of it. You are then a reflection of the holy humanity of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. And then, from that point, this is the most amazing thing to me. Now you can begin to share in divinity. That's heaven. To share in divinity is what God is calling us to. This is what the priest says every day at Holy Mass. When he puts the drop of water into the chalice, may we share in divinity. So why were we created? Why was dust? Why was the Ruah of God, the breath of God, breathed into this dust? So that we could be in God's image and likeness. So Jesus says to Louisa, I want your soul to be my garment. But your soul has to be, first of all, a reflection of my image, my holy humanity. The image of my holy humanity. No worry, no fear, no anxiety, no complaints, no negativity, no sin. And then, once that's accomplished, then I want you to begin to share in my divinity. Our Lord has got great plans, and he needs us to cooperate. He needs us to say, okay, Lord, you are God Almighty, holy, holy, holy Lord, God of Sabaoth. I want what you want. I want to surrender to what you want me to be. I want to be so one with you that you are pleased that finally we have surrendered to the point where God can reign in us. Think about it. God's love is so unique for each person that his love was created specifically for you. The love that he has for you, he cannot give to someone else because this is specifically for you. That's how important you are. God is infinite, and he loves us uniquely. He loves us collectively, the Holy Church, but he loves us uniquely, and therefore no one can receive the love that God has for us. Only we can receive that love, that personal love. It's like it's got our name on it. It belongs to us. And Jesus is saying, I want you to begin to embrace this life that I have chosen from you, for you, from the beginning of time. And that's what God is asking. He's asking us to really begin to live this this new and divine way of holiness. A new and divine way of holiness. That's what God is looking for. How much he loves us. So he says this. He says this. If he smells that there is worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. See, he's already showing us that this is not of God. It's rotten. Worry is, like Jesus said to his apostles, does worry add one moment to your life? And then he says, of course it doesn't. Then he says, stop worrying. That's a command from Jesus Christ. Oh no, Father, you have to understand. I have to worry about my children. I care. I love them so much. I have to worry. No, baloney. You don't love God the way God wants to be loved. The way you trust in him. You surrender your children to him. I was talking to a woman the other day, and you know, we just mentioned again, you have to love your children so much that they will love someone else and leave you. That's how much you have to love them. You love them so much that as they grow older, they fall in love with someone else and leave you. Our Lord is asking us to be so trusting in Him that we're confident. Okay, Lord, you have a plan. You're my Lord, my Savior, my Master, my King. You have a plan. And therefore, it doesn't matter how great your works are. It doesn't matter how heroic your virtues are. It doesn't matter how much martyrdom you go through, the suffering you go through. If the soul has no peace, if the soul has little peace, and you have as much peace as you stop worrying. You have as much peace as you stop complaining and being negative. It has to be gone. There cannot be that smell of worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. They even say that animals know when you're afraid. They can smell it. This smell is not of heaven. It's not the odor of sanctity. The odor of sanctity is peace, joy, and happiness. That's the odor of sanctity. And those souls that know saints, that have known the saints who have followed the holy humanity of Christ, lived in the holy humanity of Christ, those souls say it was wonderful to be around them. It was a delight to be around them. Father Bucci says that about Louisa. He says, when you looked into her eyes, you saw heaven. She was always filled with peace, joy, and happiness. We were talking about this statue that they have done of Louisa, and she's frowning. And they say, well, that Louisa was always frowning. No, if you look at the statue, the picture that they took it from, she was outside in the blazing sun, and it was too bright for her eyes. And so she's not frowning. She's going, this is awful bright out here. We should have given her sunglasses, I think people should have said. But what the Lord is looking for is peacefulness. We mentioned this before. When you're worried, you're feeding the demon of worry. You're keeping it alive in you. It's not leaving you. It's found a place to find plenty of food. When you're fearful, when you're anxious, when you're complaining, when you're negative, when you're doubting, you're feeding that demon of worry. You know, it's like I've said before, you know, if the Lord says, I want you to share in my divinity, this is what He says to Louisa. I want you to participate in me, in, with, through, and for me. And we say, well, I doubt that. God says, that's right. You can't have it. See, doubt makes everything flee from you. Confidence in God, whereas everything reigns. Confidence in God, God says, you really believe, I have to give this to you. You really trust me. I have to give it. When you give a gift to a child and the child doesn't like it, throws it on the floor, this is what we're doing to Jesus all the time with worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. We have to be filled with peace. We have to be filled with Jesus and Mary, the Queen of Peace. Jesus, it says, if God finds no peace in that soul, He remains nauseated. What happens when you smell, you know, something rotten? You become nauseated. This is what worry does. It says to Jesus, it nauseates Him. Why? It's a foul smell. Jesus says you have to be what I am, image and likeness, peaceful, joyful, and happy. Our job is to discipline ourselves. And again, in Opus Sanctorum Angelorum, the work of the holy angels, you say to the angels, treat me as you would a stubborn mule. You know, beat me until I surrender. This is what God is waiting for. He's waiting for us to totally surrender. Disciplining ourselves, no more worry, okay? No more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity, no more doubts, no more to surrender to God, let Him be the Lord of our life. Jesus, I trust in you. Why do you think Pope St. John Paul II gave us the final devotion to his church? He says, I want everyone to possess this divine mercy. So he gives us the Sunday after Easter. As Our Lady, as our Lord showed Sister Faustina, Saint Faustina, the Sunday after Easter. Jesus, I trust in you. Why? Because it's the final devotion before this great gift of the divine will. And as we learn this final devotion, Jesus, I trust in you. I will be peaceful, full of peace, joyful, full of joy. I trust in you. I trust in nobody. I don't trust in my worries, my fears, my anxieties. I don't want that stench in me anymore. I want you, Jesus, to reign in me. I want you, Jesus, to be the Lord of my life. I can't live without this. I can't live without you. You have to reign in me. Fill me with your peace. Fill me with your joy. Fill me with your confidence and trust. Fill me with your happiness. And Jesus goes, let me do it. If you want this, I will give this to you. So then you got to discipline yourself. It's like you got broken glass on the floor. And this is how you have to look at worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. You don't walk around with no shoes on, with broken glass on the floor. You don't. You avoid it. You say, I got to clean this up. I got to sweep this up. I got to wear shoes. I got to make sure that I don't step on any glass because it's painful and it will hurt. That's what worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin does. This is what doubt does. It hurts you. I don't believe. Remember what Scripture shows us is, Lord, I believe. Help me with my unbelief. Help me believe in you more, trust in you more, have confidence in you more. Why? Because you are my Lord, my Savior, my Master, my King. I'm not going to doubt. I'm not going to worry. Something collapses. You spend, weeks building something and it collapses. You can start screaming and kicking and yelling and destroying everything around you. Or you can say, okay, Jesus, you're trying to teach me something. Show me what it is. And be peaceful in all situations. Like that woman, the son she loved. She greets the priest with, the Lord gives, the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Where does that come from? From the book of Job. She knew scripture. Book of Job. The Lord gives, the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When we're in charge, it's, I want, gimme, gimme, gimme. I want to be in control. As a little child of the divine will, it's Jesus, you're in charge. Mary, you are in charge. I consecrate everything to you, Sacred Heart of Jesus. Everything to you, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And I do this now through little Louisa. Because you, Jesus and Mary, through the power of the Holy Spirit, basically under the directions of the Father, you have given this to the newborn, firstborn, Louisa Picaretta, and I want to possess this. And Jesus says, if you really want this, be peaceful, full of peace. At that moment, Jesus made himself heard. This is Louisa speaking. And with dignified and imposing voice, answering my why, he told me why. He says, because peace is a divine virtue, while the other virtues are human. This is exactly what the priest says at Holy Mass. May we share in the divinity of Christ. If you're worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, negative, doubting, you're not receiving the divine virtue. You may be a great person. Like I've told you about my friend. She went to daily mass. She prayed the rosary every day. She wore the scapular every day. She had a great devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. She loved Padre Pio. She wanted to know the angels and the saints. But she complained continuously to the day she died. And I said to her, "You're going to spend a long time in purgatory if you stop, if you continue to complain." But she could not stop. Why? Because that was her life. That's the only life she knew. That's the only life she wanted to live. She was afraid to be peaceful. She was afraid to be confident in God. And the main reason was because of her previous life. Let's look at Mary Magdalene, where it says Jesus cast out 7 demons. He appeared to her first out of all the apostles and disciples. He appeared to her and says, "Tell my brothers, I'll meet him in Galilee." Doesn't matter what sins you have committed. All of us commit sins. We're sinners. But what Jesus looks for is, do we trust in him as greater than our sinfulness? Do we trust in him as our Lord, our Master, our Savior, our King, our God, our all? If we do, he will appear to us first. I mean, you have to understand, Jesus shows us in sacred scripture. You know, like, go back to the woman that was caught in adultery and thrown at the feet of Jesus. What are you going to do about her? What does scripture say about her? The religious said to Jesus. And he wrote in the sand. Some theologians said he wrote their names. All the religious, their names in the sand. And he says, "Those without sin cast the first stone." All the religious that knew Mary Magdalene. And he wrote their names in the sand. And from the eldest, they start walking away. Then what does he say to Mary Magdalene? He said, "Is anybody here to condemn you?" And she says, "No one, sir." And he says, "Neither do I." Then he said, "Sin no more." That's the discipline that Jesus wants in us. No more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity, no more doubting. Trusting in him and him alone. Basically, what he says is, "I don't want to smell this anymore. I don't want to see this anymore. I don't want to hear this anymore from you." See, in the divine will, Jesus is saying, "I want you to be free of all that is of the fallen human nature. I want you to enter into the holiness, my holy humanity. I," Jesus says to Louisa, "I want you to, your soul to be my garment where I can reign. Gazing in your gazing, listening in your listening, speaking in your speaking. I want to use all your senses. Because that's what I planned from the beginning. That you would share in my divinity. Image and likeness." So he looks at us and he says, basically to us, what he said to Mary Magdalene. No more of this. Our response is to discipline ourselves. When worry comes in, fear, anxiety, we got to say, no, it's not going to happen anymore. And really discipline ourselves to live that life. This is what Jesus is looking for. He's looking for us to agree with him. He's looking for us to want to begin to live his life, Our Lady's life. That Louisa possesses. And so Jesus and Mary are teaching us how to live this life as we read, as we study, as we put this into practice. when those demons, if you want to say, rise up in us, worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin, the doubting, that hurts Jesus so much. I doubt it. That's why you worry. I doubt that Jesus really cares. That's why you're anxious. I doubt Jesus really wants to help. It's got to stop. And you have to be the one to discipline yourself. You know, I find a lot of people who are very controlling are controlling because they can't control themselves. And so they try to control other people. There's one, when you look at those that are causing grief, it's usually people who are very, very controlling. Family members, very controlling. When grief is there, they can't control themselves. Our job is to be focused on when we die, we have to stand before Almighty God naked. There's no defense. This is who you are. This is how you lived. This is who you hurt. This is how much you trusted God. There's going to be no defense. And it's not going to be pointing, well, they did this and they showed me, they did that and they did that. No. What did you do? How did you respond? And our Lord wants us to be purged now. We have to discipline ourselves now. It's not to wait until we die to face the fires of purgatory. Remember, St. Thomas Aquinas says, the flames of purgatory are the flames of hell, but they are not everlasting. I don't want to go there. That's why Jesus said to Louisa, the souls who live in my divine will not go to purgatory. How can I purge myself? Those souls have made their soul the garment of Jesus. They are living images of the holy humanity of Jesus and Mary. The new Adam and the new Eve. There's no worry. There's no fear. There's no anxiety. There's no complaints. There's no negativity. There's no sin. There's no doubts. There's no control over other people. Jesus is looking at us and he's saying, are you willing to die to yourself, your ego and your will, so that I can reign in you? Are you willing to do this? And when we say, yes, Lord, then he goes, okay, get out of the way and let me reign. Let me do, as he says to Luis all the time, let me do this. If you are free of worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin, you don't control other people. You know, it's to say to others, what do you want? As Jesus does. It's not to force people to believe what you want. It's to surrender to God, to be submissive to God, to be docile to God, to let God be God, and we be his little children. Listen to what Louisa always says. I want to be in the arms of my Creator. I want to be in the arms of my Savior. I want to be in the arms of my mother, Mary. I want the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, to fill me with the Holy Spirit so that I can become what God has wanted to make of me from the beginning of time. And what does he say to Louisa? I want to make of you a divine masterpiece. How can we do this? Stop worrying. Stop being afraid. Stop being fearful. Stop being anxious. Stop being complaining. Stop being negative. Stop doubting. I know a lot of people are upset about a lot of things, even religious things that are happening. Jesus says the gates of hell will not prevail against my church, which means it'll be a full attack. Inside and out. The worst attack ever that can happen to anything. He says, my bride must be crucified as I was crucified. God wins. What does Our Lady say? In the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. Do you believe it? Oh, I doubt it. Somebody said to me the other day, I'm ready to die. You know, I hope the guillotines are sharp. I said, wait a minute. What can happen is a greater than Nineveh. If we pray, if we're confident in God, if we have total confidence and trust in God, it could be a greater than Nineveh. 40 days more, Nineveh will be destroyed. They turned and they repented. We're doing this for everybody in the divine will. That's just why we every night when we do our act of contrition, when we ask God to have mercy on all of mankind, and we pray in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, it's as if every human being was kneeling in our kneeling, praying in our praying, past, present, and future. It's the renewing of the face of the earth, a renewal of the face of the earth. That's what the divine will is. The divine will is to bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven, one with little Louisa. It's her mission. And Jesus has predestined us to live at this time to help Louisa accomplish her mission. God didn't have to do that. But he wants to share with us what he gave to Louisa. He's so happy of what's coming. He's so confident of what's coming. So he's looking at us and he's saying, if you're not peaceful, I can't be there. If you're not joyful, I can't be there. If you're not happy, I, God, cannot be there. And he says, I leave it up to you. I will give you what you want. You want to be worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, negative? So be it. You are anticipating hell, Jesus says. If you're peaceful, joyful, and happy, if that's what you want, so be it. You are anticipating heaven. You begin to live heaven now on earth. Jesus says, so any virtue, if it is not crowned with peace, cannot be called virtue, but vice. Vice smells bad. It's death. It's rotting. Why do you think the demons smell bad? They're living dead. They're rotting. They smell horrible. Some of the saints could smell evil. I remember with Padre Pio, someone would come in and he goes, get away from me. You're not here to confess your sins. You want to continue to live your sinful life. Get out of here. And until you desire to turn away from sin. And again, what is the sin that most religious live? It's worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and doubt. It gets to the point where they, and we've met them, they look at good and holy and saintly things with doubt. I remember in the seminary, more than I can say, they did not believe in angelic powers. Oh, it's just a myth. Jesus didn't feed the 10,000, the 5,000, the 4,000, the million. He didn't feed anybody. He let them open up their bags and share their food. That's the miracle. Baloney. They doubt everything. Oh, you don't need to exercise babies for baptism. Oh, that's just superstition. You don't need to pray the rosary. You don't need to wear the scapular. They get to the point of doubting, and then they proclaim it as truth. No, God doesn't want that. God wants you to be filled with wonder, be filled with glee, knowing that he's got the sacraments and sacramentals. Exercise holy water. I've seen how powerful that is. Exercise oil. I've seen how powerful that is. Exercise salt. I've seen how powerful that is. Oh, we don't need that. That's just superstition. Then live without it. Try to, you know, the thing that God loves is he loves to see, he loves to play with his children. And so he goes, here's a little gift for you. A sacrament, a sacramental. Here's a little gift to you. And again, one of the greatest gifts is the scapular. Here is a little thing for my mother. The clothing of heaven. Why? Because someday I'm going to clothe you again with divinity. What do you want? Do you want the clothing of heaven now that you can wear that will protect you? The demons will flee from? Go to Joseph, the terror of demons. Do you want to share in my divinity? Come and participate in what I've given to the Holy Church. And the more we get into the beauty of the Holy Church, we are astonished of how much our Lord loves us. I mean, a spiritual communion, which we've been doing, you know, for the last couple months. You can go to a spiritual communion every hour on the hour. And I told you about that. Somebody, their watch dinged every hour on the hour. And I finally said, you got to take your pills? What's the ding? Oh, to remind me to make a spiritual communion right now. Wow. Discipline. Like, this is why I say, find things in Louisa and tape it to your mirror in the bathroom so you can begin to focus on what God is calling you to. You have to train yourself as much as you want or as little as you want, 30, 60, or 100-fold. And if you're reading, if you're studying, if you're putting these truths into practice, you are freed. You're being freed of your worry, your fear, your anxiety, your complaints, your negativity, your doubting, your sin. This is Jesus says. Peace is a divine virtue while all the other virtues are human. So any virtue that is not crowned with peace cannot be called virtue, but it is in reality a vice. This is why I, God, cherish peace so much. God cherishes that you are peaceful. Oh, you don't understand. I got to worry about this. I don't have enough bread. Well, say to Jesus, I mean, get into a conversation with Jesus. Lord, if this is what you want for me, so be it. If this is, but would be a little easier is if we had a little bread. God goes, okay, don't worry. I mean, ask, believe that you have received it and it is yours. And this is where another reason why I keep on saying God plays with you. Some things you'll ask for that you have an idea in mind, but he has another idea in mind. And we see it all the time. You might pray as a child, I want a horse. I want a horse. That person, I want a horse. And God goes, okay, I'll give you a horse. And like 30 years later, somebody gives you a painting and there is a painting of a horse. And you start laughing because God is answering your prayer, but he knew you didn't need a real horse. You know, cleaning up a horse, what God is calling you to is to begin to live this abundant life. And so he'll give you a picture of a horse and you hang that picture of the horse on the wall and you go, you are a riot. You love to play with your children. You've given me that which I prayed for as a little kid. And you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's, What the Lord loves is he wants to answer our prayers. But he's going to do it in a way that's going to make you happy. Because he knows exactly what you need when you need it. But he waits for us to talk to him. He waits for us to have him play with us. A lot of times he answers us directly, but sometimes it's like that with a picture of a horse rather than a horse, rather than a real horse. This is why I cherish peace so much, because peace is the surest sign that one suffers and one works for me. It is the heritage that I, God, give to my children of the eternal peace which they will enjoy with me in heaven forever. It's going to happen. The gates of hell will not prevail against his church. God will not abandon us. Go to him. Talk to him. Pray to him. And watch what God will do. He will fill you with his peace. And that vice, that foul odor that's around us will dissipate, will be gone. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.